Well, hi, my friend. I want to address the issue of prayer on this segment of Dollar Devotion. And to make it meaningful, I want to use the figure of a kite. I love to watch kites flying. Don't you? In fact, I like to fly kites. Haven't done it recently, but I remember a few years ago, we noticed a lot of kites flying on the beach where we were at the time. Of course, besides being very colorful, the shapes were different as well. Do you know when kites were discovered or used? Well, I'm told that they were invented by the Chinese by their general Han Sen 206 years, get this, before Jesus was born. They were used in war. And since then, of course, they've been used for experiments, etc. Remember Benjamin Franklin and his famous experiment with electricity, lightning in the United States? Now, I'm comparing two things here, kites and praying. Simply, I want to compare them like this. Both go up, but notice these aspects. The kite's made of paper and a stick, but the paper and sticks have to be at the right angle, kind, size, put together according to a plan. Just paper and sticks do not make a kite. The same is true with prayer, my friend. Prayers are made up of words and feelings. But for the prayers to rise to their destination, you've got to follow a plan, which is F-A-I-T-H, faith to believe that God is going to hear if we don't ask wrongly. Now, whilst the kites look good insofar as color and shape is concerned, if they're not balanced and the sticks are too heavy, the kite's not going to get off the ground. I want you to notice two scriptures, 1 John 3:22 and 1 John 5:14. Now, whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Now, my friend, I know that the winds of life get pretty strong. I know that difficulties come. I know that God has asked us to pray and not faint. So, you know, as kites soar to the heights, I want you, my friend, also to soar to the heights with your prayers. And the interesting thing is that you also will be uplifted. So don't forget to pray and pray and pray. You just can't pray enough. But while there is a limitation on a kite due to the capacity or the length of the string, there is no limitation to your praying. Ask, you will receive, and I want to pray just for you. Lord, I know the person holding this receiver can be blessed in a special way by you. I know also some have given up praying because they've prayed and nothing seemingly happened. But I ask, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit encourage this one to believe that a situation change or a prayer request change can be only one prayer away. May they keep on keeping on in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless you for calling and following the signal. You can speak if you'd like. God bless. Goodbye.